stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we learn about an environmental campaign to ban disposable vapes in Ireland. In Ireland, an estimated 12.5 million vapes were sold in 2022. That's enough to line the distance from Belfast to Cork three times. Disposable vapes are not only harmful to human health, but also to our environment. Voice Ireland's Lindsay O'Connell runs the group's campaign to ban disposable vapes.
We've lots of different campaigns in Voice, and one of them is called Picker Pals, and we have primary schools up and down the country who go out on litter picking adventures. And over the last few years, we've got a lot of reports back from young people and teachers and all of the people we do litter picking with, and they're seeing these disposable vapes in the environment more and more. And we're talking about a huge increase here. And scarily, one of those kids, actually one of those litter picking campaigns that we went out on, there was a 7-year-old, and one of our campaigners was talking to him about disposable vapes, and he said that his favourite flavour was triple mango. So the kids that we work with are seeing these so much in the environment, and because they have batteries and because they can just keep going for 600 puffs, the kids could then pick them up and taste them themselves, and what they don't realise is that they're very high in nicotine. So we came at this campaign originally from an environmental perspective, but there are so many different facets to it. There's really strong health implications, especially for our young people, because they don't realise that these very flavoursome devices are actually very high in nicotine or very addictive. So we're seeing addiction to nicotine on the rise amongst young people in Ireland, and that's for the first time in like 20 years.
So what are the environmental concerns?
These things are made of lithium, they've got copper in them, they've got really nasty chemicals as well. And when they go into our environment, they break down, those batteries can leak, and all those chemicals get leached into our environment. And they're really poisonous for our wildlife, but also ourselves, because it's going into our waterways. And there's thousands of them. Like in the UK, we don't have the figures in Ireland, but in the UK, they say we're selling 2 disposable vapes every single second. And now the top recycling centre in the UK that can recycle these disposable vapes can only recycle 700 a week because they have to be done by hand. So there's no way we can keep up with the amount that we're selling. So the environmental reasons are one of the, you know, the highest reason why we got involved, but also the health are super important for us.
The lithium and copper in disposable vapes are critical for building a greener economy. So Lindsay feels they should not be wasted on a product that's only being used once.
We've got these really valuable resources that we could be using to power our green revolution. So lithium, the things that we use for our electric cars and their batteries, copper, all of that is going to waste on these disposable devices. And the number one take-home point, I think, from this campaign is that there's no reason for them. We have a reusable alternative already where you can recharge it and you can refill it and it can be powered again and again for years. And we don't need this disposal. So if Ireland really wants to take the circular economy serious, and if they want to really move away from single use, then not only do they have to ban this item, disposable vapes, they have to make sure that they never give the go-ahead for products like it again.
The results of the government's public consultation on disposable vaping products in October 2023 revealed only 37% of people sampled out of the 3,215 asked knew how to dispose of disposable vapes, while over 90% of people agree that disposable vapes are an environmental concern and 85% want to see them banned. So what can vape users do to help the environment?
Please return it back to a wee store. So that could be DID Electrical, Paracity, any of the electrical shops that accept electronical goods, or back to the point of sale where you purchase it. Hand the disposable vape back to the retailer and tell them it is your responsibility to get this recycled. It's a wee product. And by doing that, at least it's going back into the system and can be sent off to be recycled. And whether or not the retailer will do that, we don't know. It's not guaranteed. So we would say to people, if you're going to vape, please use a reusable one.
To learn more about the effects of disposable vapes on the environment, visit Voice Online or check the show notes of this episode.
And we're stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.